So students, what I want to talk about in this podcast is your IA1, so your first assessment for Unit 1, Topic 1. So the topic is motor learning, and it's integrated with swimming, and in this case, 100 meter freestyle. So in this unit, you've engaged in integrated learning experiences about motor learning concept and principles, and the application of body and movement concepts, specialized movement sequences and movement strategies in swimming, so freestyle. To optimize your personal performance in swimming, you have explored various rate limiters, types of practice, and feedback that influence personal motor learning of specialized movement sequences used in a range of swimming movement strategies. So your task in this assignment is to devise or use one personal motor learning strategy to optimize your performance of two specialized movement sequences and one movement strategy in the 100 meter freestyle. Then evaluate and justify the effectiveness of the devised motor learning strategy, your personal performance in freestyle, and then application of body and movement concepts, and that's with quality of movement and one other. So basically, what you need to first then decide is, having a look in our OneNote page on the left-hand side where I have the subject matter tab, I want you to go into the swimming physical performance tab there. And when you open that up, you'll see the subject matter for swimming. So breaking down the task, it's asking you to use a motor learning strategy to optimize your performance of two specialized movement sequences. So if you have a look in that subject matter, you can see there that the specialized movement sequences for freestyle include a streamline start, the S pull, the recovery phase, the 6-beat kick, tumble turn, bilateral breathing, head position, and body position. So you've got to pick two of those that you're going to focus on when you're doing this assignment. If you then look down to the movement strategies there, you have to choose one. And you've got to demonstrate that. So looking at those, you have to choose between the use of pacing strategies, the identification of the appropriate time to accelerate during the race, maintaining stroke technique, maintaining kicking pace, maintaining stroke length, minimizing your breathing and changing your breathing timing, and or also application of maximal effort when finishing the race. So when you've picked those two movement sequences and that one movement strategy, that's what you're focusing on when you're in the pool. So when we do a conditioning set with me, that'll be a warm up, and then I'll get you to do something. And then from there, you're going to have some time, most lessons, to practice, implement, gather data based on those things that it's been asked of you in that task there. How you do that and how you implement those different things then is based on how or what learning strategy you might choose. So you might choose the information processing model. You might choose Fitts and Posner's. You might use constraints-based. You might use a dynamic systems approach to improving your swimming throughout this term. So once you've decided that approach, then you need to implement that. So for example, if you're going to use Fitts and Posner's and you are a cognitive stage learner, go and have a look in Fitts and Posner's and see what things specifically learners need to be doing. And you'll find in there that learners in the cognitive stage will need lots of feedback. So you need to make sure that when you're doing your practice and your exercise of your performance of swimming, that you're getting a lot of feedback, whether that's from me, from a peer, also from your footage, the data that you're taking there. You might also see that beginners or learners in the cognitive stage need skills down to be broken down. So when you're working on your freestyle, you need to maybe break down that freestyle into basic skills. and work on them individually, and not so much as a whole as somebody in the associative or autonomous stage might be using. So students, they're some of the things that you need to start to think about before you can even start this assignment. So on the task sheet there, you can see that this is going to be a folio. So this is a folio using all of your data, and this folio has to be 9 to 11 minutes. Now you may remember me saying that this is 9 to 11 minutes, and you need to be very strict in your adherence to those time frames. Okay, don't go over 11 minutes. You can be shorter than 9, but you're definitely not meeting the criteria if you do that. Secondly, to the folio, you need to present to us a 2 to 3 minute highlights reel or footage of you swimming freestyle. Now, probably the best option for this is filming you in a race setting, which we'll do at the end of the term, with another student or two, swimming the 100 meter freestyle. So that in your highlights reel, when you annotate and commentate, you can talk about the different things that we're looking at when observing your performance. So talking about your S-pull, talking about your 6-beat kick, talking about your pacing strategies, talking about your maximal effort when finishing the race, and just selling to us what your performance will be and trying to sell to us as high a performance as you can possibly be. When you're working through this assignment, be sure to go through the instrument specific marking guide, the ISMG there, with all the criterion, and making sure that you are covering those different things in each of those aspects. So from numbers 1 through to 7, and ensuring that you cover those to make sure that you're optimizing your chance of getting a better mark through this assignment.